Does your fantasy team suck? Maybe you need us, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. News update.
In the NBA, LeBron James had 31 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and a steal, and had just one turnover on Tuesday night. LeBron became the first NBA player in history with a career of 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists. He also became the oldest player to ever average a triple-double in a month at the age of 33. In baseball, Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News hears that Tim Lincecum will get a $1 million base salary in his one-year deal with the Rangers. Mets manager Mickey Callaway suggested Tuesday that Jacob deGrom might not be built up enough to start on opening day. He's dealing with a back injury. And in the NFL, Cowboys EVP Stephen Jones said the team will likely release or trade cornerback Orlando Scandrick. And Packers president Mark Murphy said the team is working on an extension for Aaron Rodgers. I'm Dan Strafford, and this has been your Fantasy Sports Radio Network news update.
Stay tuned to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for more updates at the top of every hour.
I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Fantasy Sports Today, the OT hour right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All in, kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street Matt Medica. I'm Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. Dez caught it. Shout out to everybody downstairs on the fourth floor. Pavona, the bounty hunter, Frankie Stanford, Frankie baby, the genius that is Nando DeFino, he's down there too, and then young boy Swagger Jack down there on the Anycast. Shout out to that whole team down there. Shout out to everybody in Rock and Raleigh's. That's where we broadcast from. So I'm happy that they're doing that.
Are chicken wings coming in anytime soon?
Lou said Lou has to be in the building. If Lou is in the building, then he got everything covered. If he's not in the building, then we got to pay for it ourselves.
Then you're in the camera.
Then it's like I told you, Juliana. Whoa, I shouldn't have said her name. Then the lady that don't like me. It's the lady that here that don't like me. I think I know why. And she would have her day right there. All in, kid, Jake Seeley. What's up with you? What's going on, my man? How you feeling today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, kid?
I'm doing well. Got a busy day today. I'm trying to figure out a way. I got to go uptown and get my sport coat to come back. I'm
probably not. You get a haircut today?
I'm not gonna have a chance to because I got to do the Broto Experts podcast, and I didn't have a chance to last night. You know what I was doing last night? These people have no respect and value for my time. What do they do? Because they pay me, so they do. They do value it, because if they didn't value it, they'd be like, just do it for free. You know what I'm saying? So. Matt Medica, how you doing? What you got going on today? What's going on? Are you going to go see Black Panther today?
If I can later on, I would like to do that. I have to try and get a haircut. I will be on Al Melchior's show today.
Oh, it's
as
Al.
Well.
You going with
so
Al?
So I have a window where I got to get a couple things done. I'll be back for 3 o'clock.
Cool. Are you going to come to the studio or are you going to do it from the crib?
No, I'll do it from the crib.
I don't blame you.
I got the box.
Yep, you got the box. Do it from the crib. That's how they do it right now anyway. That's how everybody's doing. Come up on the program this hour. I want to talk about I think we fixed the NFL already, and I think that we're getting closer to fixing baseball. With NFL, we just make people stand up. Baseball, we got to figure out a way to make people watch.
And I just need to get somebody to help me develop the app.
Jake gonna develop
and finance
an app,
it,
and we all gonna be rich. Lou Mayone, I'll finance it for you. So there you go, right there. Now, when we come back, at some point this hour, we're going to get to, what did you say, Jake?
I'll talk to Jeremy while I'm up there.
Yeah, you might as well. Jeremy's a cool cat, too. Solid. Shout out to Jeremy.
It's like esports. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is a genius thing in the making. Somebody's going to do it if I don't do it. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
All in kid called it right here first. He's the accuracy expert. He can see the future. All right. Speaking of the future, when we come back, I'm going to talk about and discuss the future and the past, because the past in the NCAA is starting to be a little bit too repetitive. And there's a couple of revolutionaries out there right now that's trying to, been telling y'all.
LeVar Ball.
Been telling y'all that this thing can be fixed. But before we even get to the LeVar Ball level, it starts somewhere else. Break that down and discuss it when we come back. FSTOT. Yeah.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Today right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Telephone lines open 844-843-6879. Shout out to the Goon Squad, Dilly Dilly. Thank you for rocking with us. Make sure you come back at 4 p.m. Eastern Time there to see me in the sport coat. I'm not even going to have a break. I don't know how I'm going to produce this sport coat because I got to be here for the Roto Experts podcast. Let me stop complaining.
We need a junior executive club.
I am in need of a staff. All right, so Jameis Winston, Dirk Cutter said at the Combine press conference, Jameis Winston had poor play this year, more or less because of the shoulder injury. Jameis Winston was thinking of showing up before he hurt his shoulder. Dirk, you got to do better. You know what, Dirk Cutter? You know what I think you need to do? Stop calling plays. I don't think you can handle being the head coach and the play caller at the same time. I think Dirk Cutter should stop calling plays. What do you think, Jake?
I think that you're not giving him enough respect for what he did at the beginning of the season. He was throwing over 300 yards every game at the beginning of the season. So, I'm not a Jameis Winston truther. I'm not the biggest Jameis Winston fan. I think he has terrible decision-making, which has gotten better. But it leads to the turnovers, and we've seen so far it's all through college, and it's carried over to the NFL. We thought he was improving the year before last. And he didn't really take a huge step back this year, but he definitely did not improve. And so you're looking at somebody who was supposed to break through this year. It didn't happen. You can blame the injury. I think that was a little bit of a factor after he came back. He didn't look like the same. But I think if you look how he started, people overlook how many yards he was throwing for every single game.
Jay tried. He was throwing for a lot of yards, and I'm going to go back. But I do remember there were games, especially, you know, even like that Thursday night game. A lot of the games I was looking, you know, I remember at like the first half, he'd have like 5 points,
yeah,
and I'd be like, wow, he's terrible. And he would finish with 300 yards,
yeah,
and would have 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, I think some of it might have been game skipped and had a game more than playing out, too. I still believe in Jameis, though it was a very disappointing season.
Yeah, I'm going back to Sun, too. He's got to stay out of here.
Mike Evans the damn ball.
This NFL investigation about that situation in the Uber, we got to see what happens with that. Jameis, you got to stop doing dumb stuff like that. I think Jameis got a baby on the way. I think I saw on his Instagram where his old lady is with child. So, maturity, you know, if you're going to be a pop, Jameis, you got to be mature. You got to step up and do your thing. So, because if that team don't win 9 games next year, somebody going to have to go. You or Cutter, somebody's going to be a split. You're the player. You're more than likely going to stay, but you're going to see your coach get fired.
Well, I think the GM and the coach.
Very well.
Well, I thought they were both getting fired this year.
Jameis Winston, we were introduced to him, Florida State University, as a collegiate athlete. Nobody really knew anything about Jameis as a high school athlete. Now, you do have some very popular high school athletes throughout the course of the year. Obviously, LeBron James being the most popular high school athlete that this country has ever seen. But if you remember, if you're like a YouTube dude and you watch some of these YouTube tapes, Julio Jones had a unbelievable YouTube tape. Look like a man playing with boys.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush is the king of YouTube tapes. If you remember Derrick Rose, when Derrick Rose played in high school ball in Chicago, Derrick Rose, you would not think that that's the same Derrick Rose is playing now. The explosiveness that he had early in his NBA career, he was that explosive when he was in high school. You look at some of his YouTube tapes, it's crazy, some of the highlights. Now, right now, there is one of those YouTube sensation athletes. And his name is Zion Williams. He's from Spartanburg, South Carolina. You've more than likely seen a clip of Zion Williams dunking a basketball, looking crazy. And the kids around him looking at him like, oh my God, this guy is too good to be out here playing with us. He's a ringer. No, he's not a ringer. He's Zion Williamson. And he's getting ready to attend the Brotherhood of Duke University. I don't get it. Why is the Brotherhood? Like, see, you can't say Duke University. You can't say the Brotherhood of Duke University. See, he's too young. He wasn't around in the Fab Five era. That's not Duke fans. You know what I'm saying? The UNLV era, Zion. We're not rocking with Duke. You know what I'm saying? But now, Zion Williamson signs to go play his college basketball next year. He'll do 1 year at Duke University with Coach K. You know what, Zion Williams? You know what you should do, young man? You should play in the NBA G League. Why go to Duke University, make a whole bunch of money for Duke University? Because I'm taking it, Zion, that you're doing this thing the correct way, yet that the Brotherhood of Duke University is not paying anybody off. Wink, wink.
Why not go to the opposite of Lithuania?
Exactly. Go to the NBA G League. The G League has a $25,000 a year salary. Your room and board is free. Zion Williams, you are a YouTube legend. I'm quite sure Under Armour, Nike, something, maybe even YouTube will come knocking with an endorsement deal, and you put some extra money in your pocket. You're not paying for nothing. How much expenses do a 17, 18-year-old boy need? Well, a lot. I have one of those. But you're not paying for college. You don't have really no expenses. I don't know if the kid got a car or whatever. You know what I'm saying, Zion Williamson? Go to the G League. Because if more athletes, especially some of these YouTube sensation guys like Zion Williamson, if they decide to go to the NBA G League, now the NBA G League is more, it gets more games put on TV. You can get a higher salary. Now the NBA starts to pay more attention to it. You start to funnel more talent into it. You do a year in the G League, and then you're eligible for the NBA draft, and you go. You've played basketball. You go to the NBA draft. You don't got to worry about the NCAA tournament. And I know you might want to play in the NCAA tournament, young Mr. Zion, but go to the NBA G League, and then other cats will start following you. And then the dirty, corrupt NCAA, they're going to have a problem if they don't have you to make money off of. Jake, if I am one of these athletes, I think the G League is the way to go, especially for the one-and-done basketball player, not the big NCAA scandal-run organization.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. That's what we were saying yesterday. The fact is you need to treat it like the minor leagues, like we do for, we talk about this on the Roto Expert show. You need to do it like they do with baseball. Have a minor league team for every single NBA team, and that's where players can go straight out of high school and start playing there. You can get in baseball, you can get drafted out of high school. And here's the thing about the NBA, too, is they need to stop with this ignorant rule of once you have declared for the draft and hire an agent, you can't go back. Like, they should have some flexibility there. Guess what happens in MLB if you get drafted? If you don't get drafted, you can go back. If you do get drafted, you can still go back. You can still go to college if you don't want to. You can still go play for 2 years in college and then go enter the draft 2 years later. So stop with this whole, we're going to penalize you and make this really tough decision and make things even worse than they are for you just because you want to see if there's a potential that you can get in the NBA. But the G League is the obvious solution here. Minor league team for all of them. You can go play there. You can go play for a salary that's decent money, get the health care, you get the benefits, and you learn how to develop, and you learn what it takes to be not just an NBA player, but somebody with a day-to-day job of showing up at 8 a.m. and understanding that this is now your life. This is now a job. This isn't something like, you're trying to get in the NBA or in college, which are the one-and-doners. Their freshman year in college, they're not treating it like it's real life or like it's real job because you're in college. You don't care much about that.
Exactly.
You're playing for your team. It's not an everyday work type of situation. So this is the perfect solution.
You only got to have one semester of grades. So they don't. If you come out that first semester with your grades right, then you're going to play all through March. So you're good to go. So really, you're just doing 2 or 3 months of schoolwork. Right pick before I get you in on this, Madika. Out there at the podium, Tobin Tobin, the general manager out there in Cincinnati, says that Joe Mixon, he is going to be our bell cow running back. We are going to combine him with Gio, but you just heard it right there. Joe Mixon will be our bell cow running back.
Well, it only took a year, but okay. For me, one, if...
A player with the popularity of Zion Williamson.
Corey,
what's up?
On top of that, Jonathan Stewart just got cut.
Oh, it's about time. Yeah, it's about time. I hate to say that.
I mean, somebody else is going to come in there. It's not just going to be Christian McCaffrey.
No, McCaffrey, we haven't seen it yet.
But for me...
No, there's some big dudes in the show.
If I want the money, go to Europe. You don't have to go to Lithuania. There's other, you know, there's other leagues out there and good leagues where you can make a lot of money.
No, but Matt, that's what the G League should be, so these kids don't have to go to Europe.
I understand, but he's probably going to have better competition in Europe, in some of these leagues. The other thing I'll say about colleges, look, it's... They really, I get it. I wouldn't be caring about my grades if it's one and done, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's failing. Nobody at Duke is failing Zion Woods, okay? So we don't have to worry about that. But maybe he learns a life lesson or two from Coach K. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to look at the positive side of that. And he does build a legacy of if he wins the title, because in basketball, it's not the NBA Hall of Fame, it's the basketball.
It's basketball Hall of Fame. But Matt, you don't.
Put yourself in the shoes of an
18-year-old superstar athlete that everybody knows about to go to college for free when you can go get money.
That's what I'm saying. If I can get screw $25,000, then.
Yeah. He's going to get the endorsement deal. He'll get the biggest sneaker. He'll get a big sneaker deal.
He will, but he could become a... He could blow up in Europe, and now he could be Mr. Worldwide.
True, too.
That's why I want the global brand. You saw LeVar Ball.
But that's the thing. It's like if they would turn it into a legitimate minor leagues, you could get the same thing here. I mean, look at the minor leaguers we talk about in baseball every single year. You know, the 25 is a joke, though. Like 50, 60,000, all right, now we're talking, and that makes more sense. But if you treat it like that, I know I wouldn't want to go play overseas if I had a choice to play in American League or America and have the same type of development. And if it's treated like the baseball treats their minor league teams, actually hockey does, too. If it was treated in that fashion, it could be exceptionally successful.
844-843-6879. Do not let me forget the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. So that means next week this time we're going to tribute the Notorious B.I.G. March 9th is coming. Do not let me forget this.
Next Friday.
Goon Squad, don't let me forget. A week from Friday. I got a lot of stuff to do next weekend, this weekend. I'm complaining again. I'm sorry. Telephone calls, more information from the Combine, and then and the NCAA when we come back, FSTOT.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Do you love watching your fantasy players score a winning touchdown? Now imagine you actually got to call that touchdown. The Fan Control Football League is putting play calling in the hands of fans with real professional football players running the action. From drafting rosters to voting on trades, the FCFL fan is one part coach, one part GM, one part owner. This is all done through the fan token. Fans earn tokens each time their vote yields a successful outcome. The more fan tokens a fan earns, the greater power is attributed to their future votes. Excuse me. Visit fcfl.io. No, .com.
.io.
Visit FCFL, thank you, Jake, .io to learn how you can take control. I'm going to visit it because I want to learn how to take control myself. Fan Control Fantasy Leagues. Check it out, FCFL.io. Yes, cool. We'll do that. All right, Rotation Nation, the New York Yankees. How's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Glad to have you.
No idea why.
How are you doing?
Corey, we know how Corey's doing. He's going to complain about not having his jacket. He doesn't have any time.
I'm complaining about how much stuff I got to do.
Setting him up, Jake.
Should have brought it with you. You guys ever had that? It makes no sense to me. It's like I had the worst sleep ever last night. The night before that, I got a good 7 hours, and I was more tired yesterday than I was today.
I've slept magnificently last night, and it's the first time I slept that good in like about a week or so.
I don't think I've slept 7 hours straight in like over a year. I would kill for that. I just can't even get. I can't even sleep. Even when I have the time, I'm up early every time, and then I got my dogs that look at my face and they want to eat. So it just doesn't seem to work.
How did you rest well though?
I felt bad for my little guy. That's why I kind of stayed in last night by accident. You know, when he bit my female dog, I kind of went to push him away, and he went flying off the bed. But he's all right.
He's all right. All right. So prayers, thoughts, and prayers.
Prayers for little man.
For little man. New York Yankees rotation nation. This is the New York Yankee pitching staff. New York Yankees are the premier draw in Major League Baseball. So.
It's like the only time you really get excited about talking about baseball is when it's Yankees related.
The Bronx Bombers. I got on a Yankee. I think I'm having a Yankee hat today, do I?
No,
I
you have
got the Dub Nation. All right, so let's start. Rotation Nation, New York Yankees. Let's start with Masahiro Tanaka. His arm, Jake, is yet to fall off. He's supposed to have a UCL for 3 years now.
Why are we starting with the
now.
Number two?
Because he's, well, I know, because he's on roster resource, he's the first name.
All right, fair enough. So his arm hasn't fallen off. Go ahead.
Why not? Like, he's supposed to have UCL. This UCL is supposed to be partially torn like 3 years now. He's still going out there. When is it going to happen?
You can rehab. You can let it. Like the same thing. I had a partially torn rotator cuff in high school. That's why I stopped pitching. And with time, it heals. Tears. This is what people don't understand. It's like tears is anything in your body. They will hear on their own. Like anytime you sprain something, you technically tore the muscle in a little bit of a degree. Lafayette is like less than tearing it completely, but it'll heal with rest and recuperation. So the fact is he did that the one off season and it hasn't been an issue since. The issue with Tanaka is more about his consistency and putting people on base and then losing his damn mind when people are on base.
See, the problem is also the long ball and how many he
is that
gave
a Yankee
up.
Stadium problem or does he have the long ball
no,
issue on the road,
he's had a long
too.
Ball issue. I mean, if you look at his career, a homer to fly ball rate and stuff like that. But if you look at Tanaka last season and you look at him post-All-Star break, take the ERA away, which I know the ERA is what matters in fantasy. But without looking at the ERA, he was elite on pretty much every level. If you break him down, he really put up some fantastic numbers. So that's what you do a deep dive on. And it was the second half. He was a guy that it's reasons why you can't cut guys like him. You know, it was bad in the first half, and I know some people wanted to cut him or people traded him away. Other people bought. You know, that's when you buy low when you know when somebody's actually having a really bad first half.
All right, so. Everybody's cool with Masahiro Tanaka as an SP2, right?
Yeah, he's a top 25 pitcher to me. You could even put him. You could argue he can get into the top 20, but he's not in my top 20.
What do you say, Jake?
I have him at 23. I would prefer him to be my third. Okay. But that's unlikely to happen.
All right. So in a 12 team league, he's an SP.
He's an SP two. He's an SP two. Even you know however you want to break it down.
All right, it's 15 or 12.
But like Jake says, if you want just for the. Comfort if you're still worried about the arm or the home run issue. I mean,
yeah. Put it this way: you don't start Strasburg Tanaka.
Yeah. That was a recipe for disaster, quite possibly, because then you could be looking at backup pitchers through your stretch run of your Roto Baseball League. Matt Modica, the number one guy on the Yankee rotation, is Luis Severino. Came out last year, had a nice job. Who's that? Oh, that's all right. Excuse me. Did a nice job. Came out of nowhere, right? Dominant. Didn't look good. The playoffs wasn't him. He kind of was slow in the playoffs, right? Luis Severino. Now this year, Luis Severino, I've seen him going in third round of drafts. He is a SP1, a legit rock solid SP1 now.
I think he's a top 10 pitcher. I mean, I'm going to take DeGrom and Carrasco ahead of him, but you can make the argument to take him ahead of them. They're all right there for me. What he did throughout the season, to me, the only bugaboo he had, we're not talking playoffs, regular season, the only little speed bump he hit was like a 2-week stretch right before the All-Star break. But, I mean, the consistency was there, the strikeouts, he throws 98. Maybe that's your concern that, you know, he throws pretty much max velocity. I know we've looked in the past and pitchers that have thrown that at that level tend to get injured, but otherwise, if you're just breaking him down, the consistency is what really got my attention. XFIP was 305, 304 first half, 305, 304 in the second half, And look, he was one of the best stories of last season. How he came about. I thought the Yankees were smart to give him an opportunity in the rotation. I didn't think he'd make it. I thought he'd be more of that reliever. But I really enjoy. I'm not a Yankee fan, but as a baseball fan, I enjoyed watching Luis Severino's 2017 season.
Nice, Luis Severino got it done. Matt Medica, you sound like that Major League Baseball Network is on television out there.
Yeah, it's that time of the year.
That was a good one. You like him a lot, Severino. You think you can start a staff with him?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Jake, you think you can start a staff with him? You cool with Luis Severino as being SP1, locked in, 24 years old, come right back, do it again this year?
Yeah, you definitely can. And like Matt, I'll admit, I was 100% wrong on him last year. And the reason why is there was history behind it to say why I didn't think he was going to succeed either, just like Matt. Is the fact is, he was putting guys on base, gave up a ton of home runs with guys on base. And the fact is, similar to Tanaka, and it was like he kind of lost his cool when people got on base, but the home runs were especially high at home, which is not good because he's pitching half his games in Yankee Stadium. So that was the biggest thing. As you look at him, is like there was all these signs to say, you know what, maybe he'll become a middle reliever or middle of the rotation pitcher, or he'll turn into a reliever, as Matt said. But I wasn't expecting what we saw. But after watching him last season, you have to believe in what he is. I understand being cautious because, as you always say, you know, it's 1 year,
but yep.
No matter what I do on my projections, and I'm even being a little bit pessimistic on his projections because I don't want to buy in too much to 1 year, but I have him as a 3.44 ERA, 116 whip, and 210 strikeouts. Problem is, when you have those kind of strikeouts and a solid whip and ERA, he's number 10 for me right now. And as of today, before last night when I updated my projections, I had DeGrom in front of him. But now with the DeGrom questionable for opening day, and I know he's probably likely to still start the season, but with that just thrown out there, I now have DeGrom one spot. I have Severino at 10, DeGrom at 11, but I do have Carrasco higher than him as well with Matt.
37-year-old CC Sabathia, the left-handed former ace of New York Yankees. Yeah, the big man, the big homie, CC Sabathia. Does he still have any fantasy appeal, Matt?
Nah. Here's what it is.
At some point during the year, you're going to stream him.
At the last pick in the reserve round, very end there. He's on the Yankees. You know, maybe get your wins. Scratch for today's
lineup for ingrown toenail. Okay. I'd rather go Jordan Montgomery.
Bryce Harper has been scratched for an ingrown toenail, according to the voice in my ears.
That was Nando DeFino saying that, yes. Bryce Harper been scratched for today's lineup.
But yeah, but Jordan Montgomery.
Have you ever had to dig one of those out?
Probably hurts, right?
It hurts like, oh my god! It's like it's like you're forcing this pain on yourself because you know that's the only way you can fix the problem. I don't blame him for that one.
I'd sit out too.
But yeah, no. But Montgomery, he's somebody I would definitely draft ahead of Sabathia. I mean, Sabathia is just what, like you said, at some point in the season you're gonna be like, him, yeah. I don't want to do it, but you do it, and you hope it don't hurt you too much.
Tell me about Jordan Montgomery, Jake. Why you said you'd rather have Jordan Montgomery, 25-year-old left-handed pitcher for the New York Yankees?
Oh, there's nothing special about him. It's just okay. he's gonna have a slightly better ERA, a slightly better WHIP, and more strikeouts. And then if he potentially improves, I don't necessarily think he's going to at this point, but potentially improves at all, he could get down to like a 4 ERA and maybe he has some type of SP5-6 type of value. But it's just he at least has a ceiling that's maybe not reached yet. Maybe he could get a little bit better, but even in his worst case scenario as it stands, he's slightly better than CC Sabathia.
Slightly better than CC Sabathia. Mr. Montgomery, CC's an old man, you have to get
better. Yeah, I think there's upside with him though. I like what he did in his rookie season. Look, it's not easy pitching in the Bronx.
But we haven't
one.
Seen it since. You know. That's the problem.
So we'll see. I mean, the Yankees are in an enviable position. You know, I don't care about next year. Whatever they need, they're going to get. This team is built to win now. They were looking to maybe take it a little slower, but
built
it's
to
full
win
speed
now.
Ahead.
Obviously, you see they're not waiting for the summer of 19. Mm-hmm. They're going full speed ahead. Sonny Gray. What's up with Sonny Gray, Matt? What's up? He did well in the playoffs last year.
See, I would rather have
Sonny. He was in Oakland for a minute, right?
Yeah, he was in Oakland A. That's where he was born and bred, as I like to say. See, for me, I want
to cut his teeth.
Yeah. I'd like to have him as my number four instead of my number three. I'm not the biggest Sonny Gray guy.
Really?
I think he does have, there is use for Sonny Gray. I'm not saying I discard him, but I'd rather have him as a number four.
All right. I'll come back on the other side. This is 2 Chainz right here. I'm talk about, I'm get the All In Kids opinion on Sonny Gray, and then we'll talk about Chapman, David Robinson, Dylan Betances, and then we got something else I want to discuss too. Oh, and then our final Black History Month.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
This is a solid selection right here that we're doing, Rotation Nation, New York Yankees. This video has a real good shot at an old ballpark, and then you see Fat Joe come out the back. It's amazing, amazing work. Whoever directed this video, it's Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Jay the Kiss, New York is the name of the song. It was the absolute jam, Matt.
I was just on the clock and I made a pick.
Sure. Let's do it.
With the 8th pick in the 26th round, that's number 383 overall.
Okay.
I took Jed Jerko.
Jed Jerko. There you go right there. Shout out to Jed. The gift that keeps on giving. All in, kid Jake Seeley. What do you think about my man Sonny Gray?
I've never been a huge Sonny Gray fan, just because he gets too erratic too many times, and he's another one that struggles with the home runs. I can tell you by projections from him, still pretty solid. It's just you just never know what Sonny Gray you're going to get, and the strikeouts are just never elite. I have him just under a 4 ERA, a 1.28 WHIP. There you go, but 155 strikeouts, 175 innings. It's just he's not a high strikeout pitcher, and people are still fooled by the one time that he ran through and looked pretty good.
This is Dennis Roy.
I would rather have John Gray over Sonny Gray every day.
Me too. I have John Gray on my team. I had him last year too. I'll bring him back this year. Yo, CC doesn't pitch on Sundays. Why? Because it's Sabathia. Dennis Roy, come on. Come on.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. Let's do better than that. Oh, there goes my weather girl. My weather lady girlfriend just magically appeared on my timeline. I promise I wasn't looking for her. Roster resource. Okay, we're back to roster resource. I clicked the wrong tab on my computer. Aroldis Chapman. Didn't he suck for a little bit last year, man?
He did. He was a little hurt and stuff. You look at the month of September. I know some people don't like to look at September and this and that. Yankees were still in it. They were still fighting for the, you know, securing, I shouldn't say fighting, but fighting for the division, securing a playoff spot. He was dynamite. He was, you know, 12 innings, there's no runs. He allowed 5 base runners out of 41 total batters.
He didn't lose his gig at some point last year?
No, he did. He did. But I think it was something, you know, maybe a little injury needed to get corrected out. When he came back, though, he was on point. He throwing 100 miles. He was averaging 100 miles an hour. I think it was Vlad might have mentioned this. He was kind of like, he sees him as this season's Greg Kimbrel of last year when people kind of faded away a little. He had the knee injury and stuff, and Kimbrel was dominant last year as well.
Shout out to Vlad. Vlad coming up for Tout Wars?
Yes, he will. We'll try and get him in that Friday.
All right, cool.
You know, get him in one of these out, maybe the OT hour or
Thank
so.
Thank you.
And so I'm of that same belief. I kind of like his price. I'm not going to go all Corey Knebel. He's done it once. He's a ton of strikeouts. But give me Chapman.
Jake, anything to worry about seeing him with Aroldis Chapman besides probably having to pay too much for him on draft day?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's at that second tier, though. It's basically, if you look at the top, it's Kimbrel and Jansen, and then he's that kind of next spot. I think almost he's there by himself.
All right, so now, Jake, the Yankees got David Robinson and Dylan Betances. Dylan Betances is from my neighborhood. He's from Washington Heights. So they got David Robinson is not. I don't know where David Robinson is from. But Dylan Betances is. I can guarantee you that. Dylan Betances from my hood. He's from Washington Heights. David Robinson, not from my hood. So, Jake, which one of these dudes is the man now? Like, which one is supposed to be? Is one of these guys going to get traded? Both of them are still the man?
Yeah, both of them. I mean, I have about 26 and 27 when it comes to relievers. Just because if the fact is you're going to get a great ERA, a great whip, and you're going to get a strikeout per inning, if not more than that. Like, this is what I say. It's like, instead of chasing the Hector Neris's of the world, you know, the fact is sometimes it's smarter to get this type of situation. If you can control your ratios and you're going to get strikeouts, which are good for like half of a starting pitcher, then might be the better move for you if you've already got two solid relievers. So I actually have Dylan Betances on my labor team.
All right, Jake is into it. Even though he may not get no saves or nothing, he give you good ratios.
He gives you a lot of strikeouts.
But when you put him in the ninth inning at times last year, he was terrible, right?
He doesn't have
a closer mentality.
I think he does. And he has the talent to do it. So look, all relievers are going to hit patches where, like, Chris Devinsky was unhittable all season, and then in the end of the playoffs, it went awry. I agree with Jake, but you need to have those guys that can get you the saves. As much as, after a certain guaranteed few that, the Ubers, the Jansen and Kimbrels, yes, there are a ton of them are going to lose their job, but you have to get saves. It's a category there, so you have to do it. It is difficult, though. It's more of a trend now. The Josh Haders, the Betances, the Davinskis, these multiple inning relievers that can get you a high volume of strikeouts.
Yeah.
But, you do need to balance it correctly. I'll say that.
So is there any more people in New York Yankees rotation nation that we need to discuss, or did we get to everybody? Because, what about dudes like Chad? There's somebody named Chad on here.
Chad Green is definitely somebody we need to talk about.
Okay, what's up with him?
Chad Green was phenomenal last year. Does he ever get a chance in this rotation? I know the Yankees said they were going to stretch him out. I don't see him being in the rotation right now. Maybe I'm wrong. But if he did get into that rotation and was successful, that's like a home run pick.
What do you think about this? What's up with this kid? Is he ranked Chad Green, Jake?
He is, but I don't know if he's going to get in the rotation. That's the only problem.
Okay.
It's Chad Green. I have him at relievers. I have him as a 36th reliever.
Mm-hmm. What about dudes like Chasen's? I don't know what his last name is. Shreve. Chasen Shreve, Adam Warren, anything to see here?
No, I mean, that's not what you're going to be.
But the only one you need to worry about is Tommy Conley.
Yeah, Conley. But, I mean, Chad Green, if he got into rotation, even if he doesn't, he's one of those guys, like I just mentioned, that multiple innings that will get you a high volume of strikeouts. If, say, Chapman got hurt or ever did lose the gig, he might even be in the consideration of that. I know they have all these arms, but he's that good.
All right, there you go, Rotation Nation, New York Yankees. I look over at the TV, NFL Network. I just saw your man, Matt Patricia. He's the coach of the Lions now. He was on TV, so I guess he's out there at the Combine giving his two cents on some of the things that's taking place out there. I had saw this story where this teenage – I'm starting to worry about our teenagers. I need to call my son tonight and have a conversation.
Your son never thought of eating the pods, right?
No, my son is not. My son is not going to do it. My son got this thing. I can't even discuss it. He's just – I need to have a talk with him too, but he's not doing nothing crazy like that or anything crazy like this. I saw this story with this boy. I forgot – I don't know what state this was in where the young man I guess he was insecure about his organ. And he injected himself with stem cell, thinking that it would make it bigger.
How is he getting stem cell? That's my question.
I don't know where he got the stem cell from. That's
I know you can go get drugs.
Yeah.
But, that's like taking it next level.
Yeah, it's still all the kids out there, just be satisfied with what God gave you. Don't go injecting yourself with nothing crazy. Did you see this story, Jake, with his kid unsatisfied with his organ injected stem cell?
No, I did not see that. I'm glad I didn't. Good.
He should first be experimenting on himself right now. He don't need no needles.
That's all the young men out there. Just listen, Scott Angle lives with it. You can learn to live with it too. You just got to be a nice guy. Make a lot of money.
Yeah, you make a lot of money.
You'll be you'll figure it out some way or another. If you make a lot of money, you'll be all right. Oh boy. Black History Month, this comes to an end today.
Who do we have to? Oh, yeah.
We want to do a real one today. Like, I did try to do it, but I had dudes like Draymond Green and Shaq and stuff like that, more contemporary. you know, for the audience. But today we're going to get into a good one. We're going to talk about Bobby Greer. Anybody familiar with Bobby Greer? All right, nobody. Nobody on Bobby. Don't Google him, because when we come back on the other side, I'll go ahead and break it down and tell you the story of Bobby Greer and why we give him the last day of the month, the shortest month of the year. Did we do everything that we're supposed to do today?
Well, if it's the shortest month of the year, the shortest day of the year should have been your boy.
Who's that? Draymond?
The comedian. What's his face?
Kevin Hart?
Oh.
Kevin Hart, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Kevin Hart. They showed Kevin Hart did this thing for Old Spice I forgot what it was called, but it was in like the cold tub, him and different like celebrity types, whatever. And they was making fun of him, like Draymond Green got in the tub, and they was like, he was like, I introduce Draymond Green, the NBA's resident nut kicker. and Draymond was like, do people know how tall you are? And it was very, Kevin Hart got quiet. Now, we did the comparison. Who was taller, Kevin Hart or Ken Rosenthal? We did this like a week or two
Ken
ago.
Because Ken Rosenthal is an inch taller.
Ken Rosenthal is an inch taller than Kevin Hart. That means
speaking of Old Spice, this is what I'm talking about, the Super Bowl. When you have great ads like that and stuff, like the one that where this is a Tide commercial, like they keep running them after the Super Bowl. I miss those Tide commercials.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't do that. I guess they should continue to run them.
Can I give a shout out to Sean Gundy?
Is he saying? Where's he at?
He put 184 days to the New York Super, 191 days to the NFFC Diamond.
Wow.
So
he's getting ready.
He is ready.
Shout out to Sean Gundy. Are you going to buy insurance this year? Matt, did you see that?
What?
You can buy Roto insurance now. Are you going to do that this year?
No, I didn't see that. I know they have insurance on players, and you usually get it if you pay by check. They give it to you for free.
So, oh, I didn't know that.
If you pay by check.
Okay.
So that's what I
use. There's a company now. It's called Rotosurance. Is you can actually do that now. You can spend. It's a percentage of their estimated dollars. So like, yep. It won't be much. It'll be like, it depends on your league fee.
And
you can spend
I got 12. A check. I totally forgot about it, but like. You know, a few months later, sometime in like a couple of months ago, I was opening the mailbox. I was like, oh, I almost threw the thing out.
That was cool right there.
It said insurance. I thought it was like somebody trying to make me switch. I almost like ripped the thing up.
And it was a check
like,
in there.
Yeah, I was like, thankfully I opened this up.
That's a good look right there. My neighbor's mail was in my mailbox yesterday. I just the same lady that tried to accuse me of stealing. I just stuck it up. I didn't, I was going to throw it in the trash, but I was like, I just put it up there. Be a polite neighbor. I put it up there. It's like, you know what? Cool. There you go right there. We come back and tell you about Fantasy Factor in this, and then we'll get our final profile in Black History. It's Bobby Greer. Don't Google it.
Fantasy Sports Today.
The G League is the way to go, especially for the one-and-done basketball player, not the big NCAA scandal-run organization.
Have a minor league team for every single NBA team, and that's where players can go straight out of high school. The one-and-doners, their freshman year in college, they're not treating it like it's real life or like it's real job, because you're in college, you don't care much about that.
Exactly.
You're playing for your team. It's not an everyday work type of situation, so this is the perfect solution.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls every week. Free entry. Simply sign up and enter www.fantasyfactor.com. Don't forget, look out for my man Al Melchior too. You can create the ultimate dynasty keeper or redraft dynasty league on Fantrax's free commissioner product. Free. Look at that. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus salary and contract options at your fingertips, all which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set up league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down owners for payment. The best part is there is no break in action. Once the regular season ends, Fantrax leagues are immediately open for the next season. Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports and check out Fantrax.com today. Promo code AL, not AL, well AL, but not for American League, but AL for my man Al Melchior, which you can hear on this channel. And sign up for a chance to win 10 private consultations with Fantasy Baseball Hour host Al Melchior, valued at $109. I hope somebody's giving Al Melky or something for these, and he's not just doing these 10 for free. I really do. And if he is getting something for it, I'll do it for the football season. Today's the final day of Black History Month, and I'm going to tell you about Bobby Greer. Bobby Greer was born in 1933. And the reason why I'll be talking about Mr. Greer, hope you didn't Google him, is because he broke the color barrier in the Sugar Bowl, right? He was the first black player to play in the bowl in a bowl game in the South. So he grew up in Ohio, and he played fullback and linebacker at the University of Pittsburgh. Shout out to the Pitt Panthers, right? He played from 52 to 55. So when the Panthers made it to the 1956 Sugar Bowl against Georgia Tech, right, there was a controversy about Greer because Georgia Tech was like, what's going on? So Pittsburgh's lone black player was not going to be allowed to play in the game in New Orleans, Louisiana, because you'd say be on it sometime like that in Louisiana back in those days. So Georgia's governor, Marvin Griffin, wanted Georgia Tech to boycott the game because of Greer's participation. Georgia Tech students, though, power to the people, Georgia Tech students protested, and the Georgia Board of Regents voted to allow Georgia Tech to play, but barred Georgia teams from playing future games against segregated teams. So it was like, if your team was segregated, they didn't want to play against you at all. They was like, Georgia schools, if you guys play on your team that's black, we not going to play against you. That's wild. That's wild how crazy that was back then, right? So many of people in New Orleans also wanted to block Greer playing in the bowl game in the racially segregated South. But the game went on, and Greer became the first black player in the Sugar Bowl. Georgia Tech won the game 7-0. Late in the game, there was a pass interference call that set Georgia Tech up inside the goal line. Guess who was called for pass interference? That's right. Bobby Greer was called for pass interference. Referee Rusty Cole, who was from Pittsburgh, later admitted it was a bad call. Greer received strong support from his teammate and the university. They said they would not play the Sugar Bowl. No Greer, no game. After the game, Greer said, I didn't push that man, who was in tears after the Sugar Bowl. I was in front of him. How could he have pushed him? And that is the story of Bobby Greer. That's messed up. They put pass interference on his son. And Georgia Tech won the game 7-0.
Why did you want him to be the last one of the month?
Because it was like it was a serious one. That's why. Everything else. Well, I mean, it was not. It was more serious than other stuff. The other dudes was like Shaq and Draymond Green, Hugh Jackson. You know what I'm saying? But this right here was like, this right here was serious. So, well, that's crazy. They shouldn't have called pass interference on him, though. So
it seems like it was kind of set up.
It does seem that way, Matt. You know what I mean? It can be like that sometime. But Georgia Tech, obviously, they do a good job now. Kenny Anderson with the Georgia Tech. So they fixed it at that part of it, at that point. Who is this dude right here looking in the studio? Let's be careful with this. All In Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Shout out to everybody on the fourth floor. The door is not locked, so try to get out of here before this guy try to sneak in here. Jake, I might be with you at 1 o'clock for the show.
No, you will be. It's not an option.
We out.